It is known as the city where Shakespeare's two young lovers, Romeo and Juliet, were destined to share their tragic story of love and despair. But on Thursday, Pope Benedict brought to the northern Italian city of Verona a message of Christian hope. Pope Benedict traveled to Verona to address the Fourth Italian Ecclesial Convention, the first held since 1995. An official at the Rome Vicariate, Don Marco Gnavi, is at the Congress. He says the Christian message of hope is at the very heart of the four-day convention.
The theme is hope, the Christian hope in a contemporary world which is changing, and at the central focus is the anthropological question, how to answer to these contemporary men and women in terms of hope, dealing with the main challenges. And from all over Italy, about 3,000 people and delegates gather together, and we are discussing in groups according to the different angles through which we can pastorally deal with the wounds and the hope of the mankind today.
In a wide-ranging discourse, repeatedly interrupted by applause, Pope Benedict spoke about the challenges facing the Church in Italy, describing them as similar to those faced by the Church in Europe and elsewhere. Emer McCarthy takes a look.
Pope Benedict's speech, 6 pages of analysis, was loudly applauded. It focused on the complex relationship between faith, society, and state. The Holy Father spoke of the Church as being at the service of the nation, not only in Italy, but also in Europe and throughout the world.
L'Italia di oggi si presenta a noi profondamente bisognoso perché partecipa di quella cultura che predomina in Occidente.
Pope Benedict said that the predominant culture in Europe is to exclude God from both public life and the cultural sphere. As a result, it has become more difficult to have faith in him, above all because the world is increasingly represented as a product of man, a world in which God is rendered superfluous. The Pope pointed out that the reduction of our consideration of the person to that of a commodity is directly linked to this new wave of relativistic secularism. This type of culture, observed the Pope, has radically severed all links not only with Christianity, but with all religious traditions and human morals. This type of culture, affirmed the Pope, is therefore incapable of establishing true dialogue with other cultures in which the religious dimension is a vital factor. Neither can it provide answers to the fundamental questions on the sense and direction of our lives.
Grazie. Il progetto culturale della Chiesa, quindi senza dubbio a tal fine, un'intuizione felice.
Pope Benedict told the bishops, clergy, and lay faithful gathered to hear him that it is the mission of all Christians in religious and secular spheres to be proud witnesses of their faith, moreover to be visible practicing Christians, thus offering a concrete alternative to the individualism of modern society. The Holy Father urged greater attention to be paid in the fields of formation and education. He once again stressed the need for increased support for the family and called on Catholics working in civil and political spheres not to shirk their Christian responsibilities.
A tal fine sono chiaramente indispensabili le energie morali e spirituali.
The Church, concluded the Pope, does not intend to be a political agent, but it does reserve the right to inform the moral conscience of its people and to use its own moral energies to encourage a just social order. I'm Emer McCarthy.